Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream.
Stereo music power.
All right, you're live with me. Who else? Your host, Miss V. In call, listen in. Hit the digits 347-237-4501. In just a few moments, I'll be joined by pop R&B artist Jay Craig. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and the indie artists of today. We consider, support, and play all genres of music worldwide. You can take BWD Radio on the go with you by downloading our mobile app, available on iTunes and Google Play. Or you can just go grab the app on BWDRadio.com. All right, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring my guest on in. Jay Craig.
Hello.
Hey, it is so good to catch up with you again.
Yeah, I know. What's happening, Miss V? It's been a while.
Oh, it's been a while. It has. So it's definitely a pleasure to have you back so you can update us with your 2016-2017 happenings and goals, especially with your latest single release titled For Eternity that's already in steady rotation on BWD Radio.
Yes. It's a very exciting time for Jay Craig right now.
All right, you're stamping out one hit after another, right?
Oh, absolutely. I got to keep it going, and right now, the juices are flowing just right, and you know, it's happening. So, I can't stop.
All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and we're going to jump right on in. Tell us what inspired using Jay Craig as your stage name, where you're originally from, and where are you now?
Okay. The inspiration for Jay Craig is actually my first name. My name turned backwards, actually. My first name is actually Craig, and my last name, first initial is J, so it's just a twist on my name, really, and it was catchy, so we went with it. And to answer the second portion of that question, originally my hometown is High Point, North Carolina, and that's the same hometown of Fantasia Barrino. So there's definitely some music genes in that town. Of course, she's a lot younger than I am, but, you know, I think that she just took it to another level. But, you know, all praise is due, you know, and I give her all the credit that she is due. I think she is awesome. But I moved to New York when I was 12 years old, so I grew up in New York. And then I went to L.A. and spent several years out there, too. But right now I'm in the heart of the, well, the middle of the South. This is considered mid-South, and in the city of Memphis, where a ton of talent have come out of Memphis, dating back all the way to, you know, '60s, Elvis Presley, Isaac Hayes, Al Green. Aretha Franklin is actually, this is her hometown. I recently found that out. And, of course, some of the new artists, Justin Timberlake, this is his hometown, too. So it's just a wealth of talent that comes from Memphis. And a lot of those individuals still live here.
Wow. Wow. So tell us how you started out lyrically and when your music, you know, when your journey began and what motivated you to pursue a career in music and entertainment.
Well, to be honest with you, it's been in my family forever. Music was in my back before my father, even, and his mother's family were very religious, and they all sang and played instruments. So my dad did the same. He was a minister his whole life. He's retired now, but he also sang, and he released several spiritual type productions. So that's just something that's in my family. And I guess at an early age, I was probably about 6 or 7 years old when I first started singing. And my dad was the one that taught all of us, and we had a family gospel group at that time. And then I started to, as I grew, I started to gain interest in playing instruments, started playing guitar at about 11, got my first bass guitar at about 12, so I started playing bass. I was very heavily into playing bass guitar all the way up until my late 30s. And then that's when I started to gain interest in playing keyboards, because it seemed like the perfect instrument to compose from. So that's just kind of a little brief synopsis of my background, and that, you know, so it's been basically in my life. You know, my whole life I've been involved in some kind of music ensemble, or as of late, you know, I've been doing my own stuff. So, you know, it's my whole life.
Where do you draw your inspiration from when you're writing your songs, and what's your favorite part about the whole process of crafting a hit single?
Well, right now, and it's always different, my last album was mostly love songs and songs about relationships, but this particular album is going to have more, I think it's more dedicated to my life right now and the world right now, so to speak. And I think this is more message oriented. I'm talking to subjects that I think that we are all interested in right now. You know, the future, you know, the environment, the climate, the social atmosphere. And you know, all of those things are topics of interest right now. And after this election, I think that this is even more important than ever. I think that people want to know what to expect in the next few years, or even sooner than that. They want to know what's going to happen tomorrow. And
yeah.
So we're all interested, and we're trying to determine where we stand. That's something that that I'm trying to key in on right now, is to speak to the hearts and minds of people that are concerned about those things.
Mm. That's good thinking. That's definitely something to really try to hit home with, because you can't really say it any better than you did. Everybody wants to know today, tomorrow, and unfortunately, things do not happen that quickly, especially when it comes to the government, right?
Absolutely.
So, anyways. So who are some of your musical influences that, outside of maybe who you may have mentioned, you know, growing up and, you know, in your past or in your, could be actually present?
Well, actually, you know, I listened to everything. I played all kinds of music. When I was really young, Motown was, I guess, at their... They were in their twilight years when they were when Smokey and Marvin Gaye and Supremes and Temptations, all of those groups were in their early years, and they were you know, on the cutting edge at that time. So I drew a lot of inspiration from them, and then I like the stuff that came out of Europe too. So I listened to the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and, you know, a lot of those groups. So, you know, I liked rock and roll as well. So as I grew up in New York, especially when I went to New York, I had a chance and I was exposed to a lot of different types of music, jazz. Of course, I came from gospel, so... jazz, blues, rock, R&B, everything. And I think that if you listen to my music, you'll see that, you know, I'm kind of a compilation of different genres.
Yeah, and that's very it's very popular. Is when you get the fusions going on. I think that is what has taken us into the new century of music. Is the fusions.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So what's your favorite thing? What's your favorite thing to do when you are writing or singing or performing? What do you like to do?
Well, when I'm not. I'm kind of a neat, well, I'm not going to say a neat freak, but I like to have things organized. I did have a stint in the military, and the best thing that I took from my military life was organization. And I like to try to keep things organized, so I'm working around my house. Yesterday, I did some things in my flower bed, and early on I had some house painting and some upgrades. I had to upgrade my roof. So I'm an all-around guy, just a regular guy. I wash my cars. I try to keep them clean on the inside. So nothing special. I don't have any special hobby. When I get a chance to, I would love to go fishing. I like to go ocean fishing, though, so I'm a little ways from that right now. you know, yeah, but when I lived in California, I went often. You know, I could be at the beach or be oceanside in 15, 20 minutes from just about any point. So I used to go out quite a bit. And it's just relaxing. I love the waterfront. I wish I could be on the waterfront and produce a whole album on the waterfront. I think that the inspiration just from being in that environment would definitely reflect on what will come out musically. So that's futuristically. I'd love to be able to experience that one day. But really, I'm just an all around guy. I like to, I socialize. I go out every once in a while, but nothing special. Nothing special. I'm not really a special interest guy of any other sort. Music is really my drive.
Speaking of drive, you released a new single titled For Eternity. What inspired this track's title, and what can the listener expect from the track's overall sound and story?
Well, I think that, as I said earlier, it's a definite fused composition. I think you're going to get a taste of, of the new soft rock or the alternative feel, as well as, the storyline, I think, is right on point with what's going on right now. And, it's just about, what our choices are. It's going to be ultimately our choice what the future is, or if there is an eternity. Of course, I think that everybody wants to think in terms, most people anyway, would like to think in terms of, an infinite a life to no end to some degree, even though we know that that's not possible. But at the same time, we would like for life to go on, even if it's not just our life, but our kids or grandkids or whatever. We would like to think in terms of them having a future. So this song is really about pretty much about that. It's about what it's going to take to make those things happen, and to bring those things into fruition is sacrifice and a whole lot of love.
Yeah, so what can the fans expect to see at your live performances?
Oh, they can expect to see J. Craig, doing everything to satisfy the listener. We'll have definitely, I like to dance, so I'll have, some dancers. I usually perform with dancers, and, we'll definitely turn up. There's no doubt about that.
So when it comes to Jay Craig, what's your motto or the advice you live by?
My motto is be consistent. I believe in consistency. I don't like to be one way one day, or my mind is focused or directed in one direction and then it changes. That don't work for me. I'm pretty much focused on what I want to do or who I am. I'm pretty comfortable in my skin, I know who I am. So, I'm not seeking or searching to still find that, thankfully. And so that's my motto. I just believe in consistency, and I like to surround myself with things that are consistent. So
that's
helps
key.
Me.
That's very.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's definitely key. So what's next for Jay Craig? What do you have coming up? What's up for the balance of the year and into what are your goals? What do you got going on?
Well, right now, I've got a team working on some things for me, and hopefully it will turn into, matter of fact, I got a couple of teams working on some things for me. I've got a couple of campaigns going on. I've got other music that's being circulated in another forum, and the results results of everything are coming back favorable for J. Craig, so I'm looking forward to getting out and performing, doing some tours, and that sort of thing in the near future. That's what my immediate goal is, to get out and to do more live performances.
All right. Sounds great. Well, it's been wonderful to chop it up with you. Why don't you go ahead and just take a quick moment do some shout-outs, all your contact information, where we can get at you, get your music?
Okay. Yeah, you can definitely hit me up on Twitter. I am J. Craig at twitter.com. Same for Facebook. I am J. Craig at facebook.com. And on Instagram, I am 1jcraig at instagram.com. My own website is imjcraig.com. So it's pretty simple to reach out to me. If you Google me, then most of that information will come up. And please go to iTunes and download the J. Craig catalog of music. I think that you'll enjoy it. There's a little bit of everything there, and I got some more heat coming right behind it. So right now,
right.
I'm strategic, and I'm just following the lead of, well, the advice of my team to bring everything into play.
Great. Sounds great. All right, well, before you leave on out, why don't you go ahead and take us on into your latest single.
Yes, it's been wonderful being here with you, and definitely I hope that you have, if not, downloaded your own copy of For Eternity. And if you have not heard it, please, open your ears and listen to For Eternity. I hope it speaks to your heart. Love you all.
Ooh, for eternity, you and me are destiny. Yes, you are my brother. So why do you wanna kill me? Give you what you want, I'll try to give you what you need. We've got to figure out how to live with each other in perfect peace for eternity, for eternity, for eternity. Yes, you are my teacher, giving me information that I need. And you are my leader, showing me the person that I should be. All of our problems, we can solve it, 'cause we have got the answer key. But first we gotta learn how to love one another, together in harmony. For eternity. machine.